Вы слушаете подкаст программ «Английский язык» по радио русской службы BBC. Подробнее об аудиопрограммах BBC, доступных для бесплатного скачивания и подкастинга, и правилах пользования на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.
Hello! У микрофона Рита Белова. Вместе с профессором Грамматиковым мы займемся сегодня, ну, конечно же, English Grammar.
Yes, hello, this is Professor Grammar, and it's time for an English lesson.
В прошлый раз мы рассматривали вежливые просьбы, которые начинались с фразы
Would you mind?
Например,
Would you mind being quiet?
Можно попросить вас помолчать. Вежливо просить по-английски можно и в отрицательной форме, используя
negatives.
Давайте попросим профессора и его ассистентку показать, как это делается.
No, 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 yes.
Professor, why are you saying no?
Because this part of the lesson is about negatives. Oh, negatives, negatives. Don't.
Don't. Do not. Don't.
Don't do that.
That's very strong English.
Yes.
Don't do that.
Yes. Coraline's English is too strong. Be polite, Coraline.
Be polite. Professor, Would you mind not doing that?
Aha! Now, let's look at that sentence again. First, the strong English.
Don't do that.
No. Now, Coraline, be polite.
Would you mind not doing that? Would you mind not doing that?
That's better. Now, here's another example. You were at the cinema. It's a wonderful film, but the man sitting behind you is talking to, really, some people. What do you say to him?
Don't talk.
No. That's too strong. Be polite.
But, Professor...
Be polite.
Would you mind not talking? Would you mind not talking?
That's better.
Ну вот, так-то лучше. That's better. Послушаем теперь эти два предложения из урока еще раз. Когда профессор Грамматиков раздражал свою ассистентку, потому что барабанил пальцами по столу, она обратилась к нему с вежливой просьбой, сказав...
Would you mind not doing that?
Можно попросить вас не делать этого. А второй пример был связан с тем, что кто-то разговаривал во время демонстрации фильма. Меня это очень раздражает. И что бы я сказала?
Would you mind not talking?
Можно вас попросить не разговаривать. Повторите теперь эти две просьбы.
Would you mind not doing that? Would you mind not talking?
Давайте теперь вернемся к профессору еще раз. Пусть повторит свой урок вежливости.
Professor?
Yes?
Professor, why are you saying no?
Because this part of the lesson is about negatives. Oh, negatives, negatives. Don't.
Don't. Do not. Don't.
Don't do that.
That's very strong English.
Yes.
Don't do that.
Yes. Coraline's English is too strong. Be polite, Coraline.
Be polite. Professor, Would you mind not doing that?
Aha! Now, let's look at that sentence again. First, the strong English.
Don't do that.
No. Now, Corradin, be polite.
Would you mind not doing that? Would you mind not doing that?
That's better. Now, here's another example. You were at the cinema. It's a wonderful film. But the man sitting behind you is talking to, really, some people. What do you say to him?
Don't talk.
No. That's too strong. Be polite.
But, Professor...
Be polite.
Would you mind not talking? Would you mind not talking?
That's better.
Дорогие друзья, мы на уроке с профессором Громатиговым в студии BBC. А сейчас профессор готовится дать вам излюбленные им грамматические упражнения. Так что у вас будет возможность попрактиковаться, произнося вежливые английские фразы. А вот и профессор со своей ассистенткой Королин.
It's time for an exercise. Oh, exercises. Now you at home, I want you to make polite requests with would you mind. Same instructions as before.
Would you mind giving us an example, Professor?
Well...
Would you mind?
No, of course not. Of course not. Now, where are my notes? Would you mind helping me, Coraline, my dear? You at home. Would you mind waiting for just a moment? Where are they? Where are... Here they are. Coraline, read this.
Please.
Please.
Don't shout!
Oh, today's lesson is very noisy. Would you mind not shouting, Coraline? Would you mind not shouting? Now, you at home, I want you to make sentences with would you mind not. Change these sentences. Make them more polite. Thinking music. Number one. Don't laugh.
Would you mind not...
Would you mind not telling them the answers, Coraline, my dear?
Number one. Don't smoke. Number two. Don't whisper. Number three, don't sing. La 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 la.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And the music is good too. But never mind, never mind. The answers, the answers.
Number one is about smoking. In Britain, you mustn't smoke on buses and trains and in some restaurants. But some people do. So you say to them, hey, don't smoke.
No. Be polite, my dear, be polite. Say, would you mind not smoking? Would you mind not smoking?
Number two, don't whisper.
Would you mind not whispering? Would you mind not whispering? It's very impolite.
Number three, don't sing.
La 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 la. Would you mind not singing? Would you mind not singing? La la la.
Professor.
Yes. Hmm?
Oh, never mind.
Ах, неважно. Я думаю, что я знаю, что собиралась сказать, Коралин. А теперь послушаем еще раз ответы на вопросы упражнения. Первый.
Would you mind not smoking?
Можно попросить вас не курить.
Would you mind not smoking?
Второй.
Would you mind not whispering?
Можно попросить вас не шептаться.
Would you mind not whispering?
Третий.
Would you mind not singing?
Можно попросить вас прекратить петь.
Would you mind not singing?
Ну вот, а теперь попрактикуемся в произношении. Давайте повторять. Пожалуйста.
Would you mind not smoking? Would you mind not smoking? Would you mind not whispering? Would you mind not whispering? Would you mind not singing? Would you mind not singing?
Запомнили? Будьте вежливы. Мы прощаемся с вами. Всего доброго. Bye-bye.
Cheerio.
Другие обучающие программы по английскому языку на нашем веб-сайте bbcrussian.com.